If you missed out on Pride celebrations in June, don't worry. The Little Rock Black Pride Festival returns to Central Arkansas this weekend. Antoine Gostin, director of Arkansas's Black Pride, says the event got started nearly 16 years ago.
I started with a group of LGBTQ folks meeting in the park. And they all decided to have an event that catered to Black and brown, LGBTQ queer people of color. That's when it started. Initially, there's been a lot of different changes, phases, you know, as organizations progress, especially nonprofits, there are changes administratively, and our mission wise has stayed the same, which is to educate, celebrate, and empower Black and brown LGBTQ folks. And that's through specific programming and the creation of social spaces. So we have a lot of events throughout the year, food giveaways, we have drag brunches, we have our LGBTQ awards at the end of the year, that's a fundraiser. But this particular celebration this weekend is for our community here in Arkansas. A lot of times, if you had know anything about the history of Stonewall, the Stonewall movement, Black and brown folks led that. And so somehow along the way, when prides popped up all over the world, we were culturally excluded because we all know, as we all have different cultures, we celebrate differently and we celebrate each other differently. And it's not to take away from anybody else's celebration, and it's not to be divisive. It's just a way for us to celebrate in our own way that might not be culturally appropriate for another demographic. Does that make sense?
Oh, absolutely.
So that's why the Black Prides have gained so much momentum over the years, because it's almost like a homecoming, especially here in the South, where people have moved away. They moved to California, New York, and Texas. And we have Pride here. We have it the same time every year. It's a way for them to come back home and say, oh, hey, y'all, good to see you. You know, I ain't talked to you in a few, you know, especially with COVID now, even though we had a gathering last year. It wasn't as big, but we did try to have a gathering to boost the morale of the people, especially during a time like COVID. We had giveaways just like we do now. We've given away over 30,000 pounds of food along with inclusion in North Little Rock this year to support our community. And so that's why this is very important, because it might be people in Gould, Arkansas, or Dumas, Arkansas, or Fort Smith that might not have a community there. We have that pride in Little Rock, and we want to be visible in this state so that they can have a connection to other people that look like them, that, you know, have the same maybe feeling. You know, it's an in-house gathering to help empower, unite, and uplift those in our community. And when I say the Black and brown community, I don't want people to think that it's excluding them, because it's open to everyone. That's just the term that we've used across the country for Black Prides. And if you know anything about the LGBTQ culture, Black Prides are a huge, huge weekend in major cities. And that's what we're trying to do here, is become more visible and let people know, don't be afraid to wave your flag. It's all right.
So events are planned throughout the weekend. One of the ones that stood out to me is the Transgender Town Hall on Saturday at La Quinta Inn and Suites in the Downtown Conference Center in Little Rock. Can you tell me a little bit about what the format of that event will be like?
The Transgender Town Hall, it's a part of our LGBTQ Educational and Leadership Summit. And so last year, you know, I had several members of the trans community. They came to me and they said, well, when y'all have Pride, y'all don't have anything for us. You know, you don't have anything geared toward the transgender community. And I said, you know what? Y'all are right. So we need to have something. And excuse me, I misspoke. It was earlier on in the year. And so we made preparation to try to make sure we had some specific programming for the trans community. And so what we did was we had this Transgender Town Hall to talk about the dynamics of their community and what it is that they really need, the resources that they need, and how can we help empower and uplift them as well? Because I'm not trans, so I can't speak on your need. We need you to speak up, and we want to be able to support what you all need, or if it's resources, well, we know they need resources, like just the rest of us, resources that they need, we want to be able to provide them or point them in the right direction to receive those resources. And so sometimes in our communities, people, you know they need or want something, but they just don't know what that is. And so I, you know, one thing when they ended, I came in and I said, what is it that y'all need? And I said, maybe it's y'all need a movement. And so we've seen that movement here. We've seen the momentum after that transgender hall during the past, I say about 6 to 9 months, we've seen trans organizations form. We formed a coalition. And so that's one of the things, one of the pros to that transgender town hall last year, you know, the coalitions forming, the visibility in the trans community, and also building capacity and advocacy with those particular young people, because it takes a lot to get up and speak on a panel if that's not something that you've ever done before. So we're building advocacy and capacity skills with those people in that community. So it's a great, it's going to be a great time. We're going to have food for them. We're going to have resources, job training. They'll have their time to speak. And then it'll be a time to network with other people, other folks that are in this state that they might not know, other resources that, you know, they might not know is available to them. We got ARCARE coming out, who will be providing HIV, hepatitis C, blood pressure, cholesterol screening. ARCARE will be linking people into care along with our sister organization, the BGM Forum. We'll be putting people in our Utopia Health and Wellness Program if that's what they need. Some people need services, they just don't know how to access or reach them. So we want to be able to link them with those services.
And you mentioned the VGM Forum. Is that the Black Gay Men's Forum?
It is. Mm-hmm. We have a program called the Utopia Health and Wellness Program, which links people into care.
And that was something that was really interesting looking at your list of events. Typically, when you think of, say, a Pride event during Pride Month, it's a parade, it's drag shows, it's celebration, and you all have taken the time, you have those things. But I've noticed that, like with the Transgender Hall and with some of these other events, like the Trauma Behind the Mask, putting the fun in dysfunctional, that right. You're having some more serious conversations about some of the issues affecting these communities.
Correct. We are. And, you know, a lot of times people think they think about Pride, they think, oh, well, they just partying and they're just celebrating. But, you know, one thing that, you know, we take pride as an organization, we want to be able to equip and empower them people. That's why you keep hearing me say that word, empower, empower. A lot of people in our community are broken. They have mental trauma that they're struggling with based off family issues, religious issues, I mean, the whole 360 spectrum. So when we have Pride, we want to be able to just scratch the surface and be able to let them know that you have somebody here. We have financial resources here. We got People's Trust Loan and Bank, which is one of our leading sponsors. Arlo Washington, who is the president over that bank, he's agreed to allow participants to open up a free bank account at their bank because a lot of the younger folks, some of them might not even have a high school education. So they're not familiar with banking and how to, you know, balance their accounts and different things like that. So we want to be able to train them with skills that they need every day, not just come to a party and then leave and then they're in the same condition that they came to the party, you know, to the events with. So we want to be able to provide them with financial health, mental health, access to housing. Like I said, even during the Transgender Town Hall, we've got people out that's going to talk about job training, readiness, and being prepared for interviews and different things like that. So, because we know that people in the transgender community face different barriers when applying for employment, different things like this. We want to be able to train them how to, you know, hey, if this is happening, this is illegal. If you're being discriminated against because of what you identify as, that's wrong and it's against the law. And so we want to be able to train them effectively to be able to speak and articulate in those interviews. So we have Calvin Smith. He'll be coming out talking about trauma and some of the ways you can overcome that trauma during that time. So that's a really great plus. And these are trained and licensed professionals. So some of this information that they're disseminating, this is free. This is free game. So I'm encouraging everyone to come. So yeah, it's going to be a great time. It's all free. We'll have food. We'll have masks. We'll have water. Whatever they, we'll try to accommodate people. And the last thing I want to talk about as we relate to the health and wellness, our educational summit, is that people that come in and test, whether it's for cholesterol, blood pressure, hep C, what if they test, what we do is we have a thing called testing for tickets. So if they test, we give them a voucher and they can come in the event for free that night. So that's the flip side. It's also an incentive to help reach these people, well, our people. So it's going to be a dynamic time, and I'm really excited about it this weekend.
We have the health and wellness summit component of this, but again, there are celebrations and traditional fun things that you think of with Pride, such as on Sunday morning, you have a Simone homecoming drag brunch. Simone, for those who don't know, is Conway native, drag queen who won season 13 of RuPaul's Drag Race. Can you tell me a little bit about how you all made that connection and what it means to, you know, have a drag queen from Arkansas represented in that way?
It's a great representation. And, you know, I just really don't feel like Simone has gotten the recognition that they should in the state, because that's big. We don't have much here. So when we do get a win, you know, we should celebrate those wins. And like you stated, Simone won season 13 of RuPaul's Drag Race. And so before Simone even won that season, our organization reached out to see if they would even be willing to come, because they were on that season 13. So even if Simone wouldn't have won, we still would have tried to ensure that they are there, because we want to be able to celebrate our people. And so Simone was very elated and excited that we had reached out before the announcement had made and different things like that. We have people in our community that know Simone from, you know, here and there, because Simone is a Conway native and has performed here at various places. So their connection was already there. I'm just excited to see that Simone will be coming back for Black Pride this year. So that's great. Hasn't come back in probably, I don't know how many years, but it'll be a great homecoming. Everyone's excited. They got billboards all up. Well, we put billboards all up over the city to be visible, to let people know, hey, this is what we're having and we're proud about it. So it's going to be a great brunch. It starts around 10 to 10:30-ish. Give people time to get to brunch and sit down and get accustomed. We've got some other great dynamic performers coming. A former Miss US of A, Miss Dominique Sanchez, who's known nationally all around the country, from Arkansas, but has moved. We got so many great performers during that brunch. It's going to be a great show.
That was Antoine Gostin, director of Arkansas's Black Pride. The Little Rock Black Pride Festival is July 23rd through 25th, and a full schedule of events is available at facebook.com/LRBlackPride.